Today we are reviewing Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah makes four basic statements. Statement number one, everybody agrees that it is usher to roast an egg with a heated pot. We're discussing, as we've spoken about, the idea of bishul in unconventional ways. So everyone agrees that it's usher to roast an egg with using the side of a heated pot. The Gemara explains that this is bishul da'oraisa, for which one would be chayiv an actual carbon chatas. Statement number two of the Mishnah is that there's a machlokes whether a person is allowed to cook an egg using cloth that was heated by the sun. So that seems to be what we would call toldo sachama, that which was heated by the sun, and that's a machlokes whether one is allowed to cook food using that heat. But statement number three says that all agree that one may not cook food in hot sand, which the Gemara obviously is going to pick on. Wait a second, isn't that also toldo sachama? So why all of a sudden does everybody agree about that? And the final statement of the Mishnah is that when the Anshei Tveria ran a cold water pipe through the Chamei Tveria, the Rabbanon told them that it has the same status as water heated on Shabbos or water heated on Yantif, if it happened to have been Yantif, and therefore may not be used for bathing, and on Shabbos couldn't even be used for drinking, because it was like water that was cooked on Shabbos or Yantif. The Gemara then goes on to discuss and state that everybody agrees that it's usher to, the basic rule is, everybody agrees that it's usher to cook using toldo sa'ar, using things that were heated by a fire. Everybody also agrees that it's mutter to cook using the sun. If you use the direct heat of the sun, there's no machlokes. All agree that it is mutter. There is a machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, whether a person can cook using things heated by the sun. Toldos hachama. Rabbi Yossi permits toldos hachama. That's the machlokas in our Mishnah, but it's only in that isolated case of toldos hachama. So commenting on that set of facts, even Rabbi Yossi, who permits using toldos hachama, still in our Mishnah agrees that you're not allowed to cook using hot sand. So the Gemara tries to figure out why should that be the case? If hot sand is, after all, toldos hachama, so then why... Why would there be a problem using hot sand? So the Gemara has two approaches. Rabba says that we're concerned that it would lead a person to insulate with hot coals. So it's a din midrabanan that we're concerned that a person might come to insulate with hot coals, which itself would constitute bishul d'oraisa. And Rav Yosef says, no, that the movement of the sand would constitute a violation of muktza. That's the problem with the sand. It's not a bishul issue at all. It's moving around sand that's going to be a problem of muktza. The Gemara challenges Rav Yosef twice, but rejects both challenges, and therefore it seems that both Rabba and Rav Yosef are viable opinions. Then there is a machlokas whether the Chamei Tveria had the status of toldos hachama because they were heated by the sun, or perhaps they had the status of toldos ha'or because they were heated by the fires of Gehenim. The Gemara then records the Isser to insulate using materials that add heat, a davar ha'mosif hevel, even if it happens to be done before Shabbos. That's one of the unique elements of this Isser Midrabanan called Hatmana, is that if a person does Hatmana, insulates using an item that adds heat, a davra mosef hevel, it's even usher to do before Shabbos. Now finally, turning our attention to the Isser to bathe on Shabbos, the Mishnah had implied strongly that bathing with water heated before Shabbos is permissible, but bathing with water heated on Yom Tov is Asir. So this only fits, the Gemara points out, with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who permits showering on Shabbos with water heated before Shabbos, but does not permit showering on Yantif with water heated on Yantif. So that would fit very nicely with the Mishnah, with the implication that bathing with water heated before Shabbos is mutter, bathing with water heated on Yantif is asir. However, Rabbi Bar Bechana Am Rabbi Yochanan does not paskin like Rabbi Shimon, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not only asir to bathe, but even to shower on Shabbos, and even with water heated before Shabbos, that not only is immersing one's whole body asr, but even pouring water over your body, and even if the water was heated before Shabbos, it is asr. This psak is not derived from the general rule of halacha kedivrei machriya, that Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the machriya, and that's why we're paskening like him. No, that is not the reason that we pasken like him, because that rule may only apply to mishnayos and not to brises. Instead, the reason why we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda is because Rabbi Bar Bechana heard this directly from Rabbi Yochanan, that that's the correct way to paskin, that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not derived based on any idea of halacha kedivrei hamachriya, based on any more general principle that we have in all of Shas. That is the basic summary of Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes.